And welcome everybody to Schuyler County High School, home of the Class 2 District 6 baseball tournament. And tonight it's a championship game. The number one seed, Putnam County Midgets, they come into the record of 19-7. And the number two seed, Knox County Eagles, they are 16-7. And tonight's game is being brought to you on KMEM by these. As soon as I uncovered, I'm covered with cords, naturally. Tonight's game is being brought to you by these Knox County boosters, Bobby D. Clark, CPA, Carville Lumber Company, south of Edina on Highway 15, Citizens Bank of Edina, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, the Eagle's Nest Restaurant at the foot of the hill on Highway 15 in Edina, the Edina Sentinel, the Farm Shop in Edina, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Knox County Dental, Knox County Health Department and Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services, and Schuyler County Hospital and Rural Health Clinics. And with these Putnam County boosters, Mayberry Farms, Truck Accessories north of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, and the Unionville Republican. And let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, the Knox County Eagles leading off and playing third base, Cooper Clare. Batting second base, Rylan Roberts. The pitcher bats third, Braxton McCurran. The catcher, the cleanup hitter, Robert Dooley. At shortstop, batting fifth, Blake Parrish. At first base, batting sixth, Kellen Parrish. Batting seventh, DH, Landon McCarty. In right field, batting eighth, Ryan Hall. And center field, batting ninth, Tyson Gilbert. So they Cooper Clare, Rylan Roberts, Braxton McCurran, Robert Dooley, Blake Parrish, Kellen Parrish, Landon McCarty, Ryan Hall, and Tyson Gilbert. For the Putnam County Midgets, again, and well, Knox County coached by Dave Cameron, again, 16-7. For Putnam County, leading off playing shortstop, Braden McReynolds. Batting second, playing first base, Mason Morris. In left field, batting third, Cooper Hornaday. The cleanup hitter, the pitcher, Vinny Jones. In right field, batting fifth, Brock Munden. At third base, batting sixth, Braden Walter. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Riley Ayers. At second base, batting eighth, Owen Ream. And batting ninth and catching, Reese Brundage. So it'll be Braden McReynolds, Mason Morris, Cooper Hornaday, Vinny Jones, Brock Munden, Braden Walter, Riley Ayers, Owen Ream, and Reese Brundage. Again, Putnam County, the number one seed. They are 19-7, coached by Blaine Robinson. And while we've got just a minute, we totally forgot the other night to mention all the Schuyler County seniors, all five of them after their loss to Knox County. So I read them on sports the next day and still missed one, so we're going to do it one more time. As playing their last game Monday night as a Schuyler County Tiger, Owen Triplett, Hunter Sapp, Ian Wilson, Lucas Durflinger, and Riley Small. Wish all you guys the very best in whatever you decide to do. And right now, I'll be back with a play-by-play in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you've practiced how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, good evening, officer. A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? you could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, I'm a catch, more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, everybody, to Scottie County Irwin High School. We've had the national anthem, the introduction of the starters, and both teams are ready to play baseball. Putnam County, the home team, and take a look at the defense for Putnam County. Cooper Hornaday in left field, Randall Ayers in center, Brock Mountain in right field at third base, Braden Walter, Braden McReynolds at shortstop, Owen Ream at second, Mason Morris at first, Reese Brundage behind the plate, and Vinnie Jones is on the hill. As Mason Morris started Monday night, in case you just missed the ball game, and it wasn't his night. And Blaine Robinson, he got down 3-0. Blaine came out and got him, put Vinnie Jones in. Vinnie went about three innings at least, maybe four, and he held Canton in check till the Midgets erupted for seven runs in the fifth and won the game 9-4. So they're limited pitch count, I'd say, on Vinnie Jones and Owen Ring, both pitched the other night. As we're set to play baseball from Schuyler County High School, as Cooper Clare will lead things off for Knox County. Right-handed hitter. He's playing third base tonight. Played second Monday night. As Jones, first pitch on the way. Little bit inside, ball one. A nice crowd on hand. Of course, Putnam County and Knox County both follow their teams very, very well. So Jones pitching out of the stretch. 1-0 pitch on the way. Yes, he pulled the string, drifted a little bit inside. And it's 2-0 on Cooper Clare. On deck, Rylan Roberts. And in the hole is Braxton McCurran. So Jones, 2-0 pitch on the way. Strike, call. Fastball right down the middle. And it's two balls and a strike on Cooper Clare as Jones stretches, pitches a little bit high, but they come right into the letters as Clare checked his swing and took it for call strike two. So 2-2 the count on Cooper Clare. Jones stretches and pitches. Swung on, fouled off the screen, and it's still two balls and two strikes on Cooper Clare. Again, if you've never been to this new complex here at Schuyler County, a lot of room from home plate to the backstop. At that time, Blaine Robinson picked up the foul ball. So the 2-2 pitch on the way, a changeup way high, and it's a full count on Cooper Clare. So Clare backs out of the box. Now he'll stand on. Right-handed hitter stands deep in the box. Jones stretches and pitches. Strike call. As Cooper Clare goes down on strikes for the first out, Rylan Roberts will stride to the plate. Second baseman tonight. He picked up the win on Monday night over Scotland County. As Jones gets the sign, the stretch, and the pitch, swung on and missed a fastball. And Ryland swung through it. So it's 0-1 to Ryland Roberts. As Jones stretches. And the pitch. It's a changeup. Hit Ryland Roberts right square in the back. So Ryland Roberts hit by a pitch. He trots to first base. Brings in Braxton McCurran, the pitcher. Left-hand pitcher, left-hand hitter. So McCurran steps in the box, now steps out, now steps back in. As Vinnie Jones checks the runner, the pitch on the way. It's a little high. Nice job by Brundage. That had all the earmarks of going to the backstop. 1-0 the count on McCarron. Jones stretches and pitches. It's high, ball two. So 2-0 the count to Braxton McCarron. Vinny Jones doesn't take a lot of time. Checks the runner at first. 2-0 pitch on the way. Ball three outside. So 3-0 the count on Braxton McCarron on deck. Cleanup hitter Robert Dooley. Jones stretches and pitches. Strike call. McCarron taking it all the way. As Jones took a little bit off, laid it over the inside corner. So it's 3-1 to Braxton McCarron. As Jones' next pitch swung on, ground ball to second. Goes to the shortstop covering. That's McReynolds. That was Ream over to McReynolds, and somehow the ball hit McReynolds in the knee or the leg and bounced away. So Braxton McCarron is on a fielder's choice. He's on at first. McReynolds on at second. Brings in Robert Dooley. He had a monster home run Monday night over the right field fence. First pitch. It's high, ball one. That's Vinny Jones taking a little bit off, trying to find home plate. Now Jones pitches, checks the runner at second. Pitch on the way. It's high, ball two. So 2-0 the count to Robert Dooley. Vinny Jones steps on the rubber. Now the stretch. And the pitch. Swung on and fouled and goes off the helmet of Brundage. Back to the backstop. And over to pick it up is Robert Parrish. Blake Parrish, not Robert. Blake Parrish. And 2-1 the count on Robert Dooley. Next pitch bounces it in the dirt. And this one does get by Brundage. Goes to the backstop. And both runners advance. Rylan Roberts to second base. And Braxton to third. Braxton McCarron goes to second. So Knox County, first and second, nobody out. Check that one out. Cooper McClair struck out looking his first time up. So the pitch on the way. Swung on and popped out of play. Foul. And it's a full count on Robert Dooley. Blake Perry stands on deck. So Dooley, right-handed hitter, waits. As Vinny Jones checks the runner at second. Pitch on the way. Inside, ball four. So Robert Dooley draws the base on balls. The bases are full of Knox County Eagles here in the first inning. And in comes Blake Parrish. Parrish, fifth-place hitter, bat, plays shortstop. Now the infield is in for Putnam County. First pitch on the way, swung on, foul back off the screen. As Kellen Parrish will come over and pick the baseball up, adds it to the home plate umpire. 0-1 the count on Blake Parrish. Jones stretches and pitches in the dirt, blocked very nicely by Brundage. Evens the count of ball and a strike on Blake Parrish. Kellen Parrish stands on deck. As Roberts on at third, McCarron on at second, and Robert Dooley on at first with one out, top of the first inning. So 1-1 the count on Blake Parrish. As Vinny Jones stretches and pitches, swung on. A foul ball out of play down the first baseline. And it's a ball and two strikes on Blake Parrish. So Parrish, right-handed hitter, stands in as Jones stretches. 1-2 pitch on the way. Swung on, base hit up the middle. Here comes Rylan Roberts. Here comes McCarron. And that's a two-run single by Blake Parrish. He's on at first. Robert Dooley stops at second. It was right back up the middle. And Knox County draws first blood.
Two to nothing,
and Kellen Perry stands in. First pitch swinging, fouls it back and out of play. So 2-0, Knox County with the early lead. Two-run single by Blake Parrish. Knox County still runners at first and second, still only one out. That's Vinny Jones. Pitch on the way. Just a shade outside. He was to count a ball and a strike on Kellen Parrish. As Jones stretches and pitches. And he hit Kellen Parrish. So Kellen Parrish is hit by a pitch. That's the second hit batter by Vinny Jones. And again, the bases are loaded for Knox County. Still only one out. Landon McCarty, designated hitter, will stand in. Jones trying to get out of a jam. Stretches and pitches. Swung on and missed a changeup. And McCarty couldn't catch up with it. And it's 0-1 on Landon McCarty. On deck, Ryan Hall. Jones stretches and pitches. A little slow curve. Got him to chase again. And it's 0-2 on Landon McCarty. McCarty steps out, now steps back in. Stands even with the plate. Pitch on the way. Strike three call. As Landon McCarty goes down looking for the second out. Ryan Hall, the right fielder, left-handed hitter, stands in. Bases loaded. Two out for Knox County. Two runs across looking for more. First pitch, high, ball one. No place to put him. Top of the first. 2-0. Knox County with the lead. Jones, pitch on the way. It's a changeup. Outside, ball two. So 2-0 the count to Ryan Hall. On deck is Tyson Gilbert, the number nine hitter. So Jones, pitch on the way. Strike call. And it should be, I think, two balls and a strike. Scoreboard shows 1-1. I'm thinking it's 2-1. So I'm going to say 2-1 is Jones' next pitch. It's high ball three. Three up. I was right. Umpire just showed it 3-1 to Hall. As Jones stretches and pitches. Strike call at the knees. Now it's a full count and everybody's going to go. As Jones will be tickling that to get out of here with just two runs scored. Pitch on the way. Swung on. Fouls back off the screen. Still a full count to Ryan Hall. As Ryan Hall stands about even with the plate, a little bit of an open stance. Jones, pitch on the way. Swung on. Slow roller to short. McReynolds up with it over to first in time. And nice scoop by Morris. And Ryan Hall grounds out 6-3 for the third out. But in the first inning, Knox County sends eight batters to the plate. They scored two runs on just one base hit. No errors and three left on base. We played one half. From Scottsdale County High School, after one half, Knox County 2, and Putnam County coming to bat. And tonight's game is being brought to you on KMEM by these Putnam County boosters, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, and by the Unionville Republican. And by these Knox County boosters, Bobby D. Clark, CPA in Edina. Cardwell Lumber Company, Highway 15 south of Edina. Citizens Bank of Edina, equal housing lender, member FDIC, and the Eagle's Nest Restaurant at the foot of the hill on Highway 15 in Edina. Take a look at the defense. Fort Knox County in left field, Christian Campbell. Tyson Gilbert in center, Ryan Hall in right. At third base, Cooper Clare. Blake Parrish plays shortstop. Ryland Roberts at second, Blake Parrish at first. Behind the plate, Robert Dooley and Braxton McCurran on the hill for the Eagles. As Braxton McCurran, a left-hander. He's got a 2-0 lead here as it goes to the bottom of the first inning. This is when you kind of see both of them either stay the same or they can shift pretty quick early in the game. So Braden McReynolds with a shortstop, right-handed thrower, left-handed hitter. As he hit one over the 350 sign last night for a home run. Next first pitch swung on and fouled out of play, and it's 0-1 on McReynolds. On deck, Mason Morris and Cooper Hornaday in the hole. As McCurran winds pitches, fastball high, evens the count of ball and a strike on Braden McReynolds. McCurran, next pitch, threw it in the dirt, ball two. So 2-1 the count to Braden McReynolds. As McCurran doesn't take a lot of time, the wind and the pitch. Strike call over the outside corner. Evens the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes on McReynolds. Wind the pitch, swung on, fly ball into center field. Center field is like over his head, goes to the fence. And McReynolds stopped about halfway. And then he saw where the ball was and went on to third. So I'm going to give him a triple. Lead off triple for Braden McReynolds. So we go back and go to Mason Morris, the first baseman. Short, the center fielder, Tyson Gilbert, went back. He just wasn't quite tall enough to pull that one down. First pitch to Morris. A fastball high and outside, ball one. 1-0 the count to Mason Morris. As McCurran winds and fires, strike call at the knees. Evens the count of ball on the strike to Morris. McReynolds on it. Third base and nobody out. Next pitch, swung on and missed, strike two. 1-2 the count. 1-2 the count as McCurran. Pitch on the way, gets by the Dooley, and here comes McReynolds. Scores on the pass ball. And that cuts the Knox County lead in half, 2-1. Bases are empty for Morris. Ball and two strikes is a counter. Is a 2-2. McCurran winds and fires. Swung on. A line drive is Owen Ream, or that Ryland Roberts to second base. So Mason Morris winds out to second base with a first out. Brings up Cooper Hornaday. Hornaday, the left fielder, left-handed hitter. Hands deep in the box, left-hand side. McCurran's pitch on the way outside, ball one. 1-0 the count on Cooper Hornaday. McCurran winds and fires. Strike call at the knees. Just caught the outside corner, and evens the count, a ball on the strike. As McCurran winds and fires. Just a little bit outside. Nice line by Hornaday. 2-1 to count to Cooper Hornaday. As McCurran winds, fires outside, ball three. So 3-1 to count to Cooper Hornaday. as McCurran backs off the rubber, now steps back on. Winds the 3-1 pitch, swung on and missed strike two. Up around the letters, fastball, and Hornaday swung through it. So now it's a full count as McCurran's pitch on the way. Strike three, call at the knees. As Cooper Hornaday goes down on strikes for the second out. That brings in the cleanup hitter, Vinny Jones. As Vinny does a little jig before he stands in the box. First pitch on the way. It's outside, a high for ball one. That's what he did last night with the bases loaded and hit a two-run. Drove in two runs with a double. Took the next pitch from McCurran for call strike. 1-1 pitch from McCurran on the way. Strike two. And 1-2 the count on Vinny Jones. As McCurran winds, fires. Strike three, call. As Vinny Jones goes down on strikes with third out. And for Putnam County in the bottom of the first, they score one run, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We played one full from Schuyler County. And after one, Knox County two, and Putnam County one. And tonight's game is being brought to you on KMM by these Knox County boosters, the Edina Sentinel, the Farm Shop in Edina, Hawkins Harris Insurance, and Knox County Dental in Edina. As we go to the top of the second inning, it'll be 9-1-2 for Knox County. Tyson Gilbert to lead things off, and back to the top of the order, Cooper Clare and Rylan Roberts. As Vinny Jones will start his second inning of work, he pitched out of a tremendous hole in top of the first. Had the bases loaded, one out. Blake Parrish drove in two, then loaded the bases again and pitched out of it. As I said, I'm sure he felt very fortunate to only get out of that with two runs scored. Then Putnam County took a little momentum back, coming back with a run in the bottom of the first. So 2-1 as we go to the top of the second.
The batter, number three, center fielder, Tyson Gilbert.
So Tyson Gilbert will stand in the center fielder as Vinny Jones. First pitch, swung on, slow roller to McReynolds. High throw, and Morris leaped for it, got it, and came back down on the bag. So Tyson Gilbert grounds out 6-3. For the first out, we go to Cooper Clare. Struck out looking his first time up. As Jones stretches and pitches. Swung on and missed strike one. So 0-1 the count to Cooper Clare. Clare, right-handed hitting, third baseman. Jones pitch on the way. Swung on and popped up and goes out of play. 0-2 the count to Cooper Clare. As Clare steps out of the box, now steps back in. Jones gets his sign. The stretch and the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. So Cooper Clare goes down on strikes for the second out. Now Rylan Roberts was hit by a pitch his first time up and scored one of the runs. As he right-handed hitter crowds the plate. Jones pitch on the way. Strike call. Change. Pulled the string a little bit on that one. Some got off-speed pitch. So it's 0-1 on Roberts. As Jones, the next pitch. Strike two call. Another off-speed pitch. At the knees, hit the outside corner. So it's 0-2. On Rylan Roberts. As Jones looks in, nods yes. The stretch and the pitch. swung on and missed. That was even slower off-speed pitch. As Rylan Roberts goes down on strikes for the third out. And for Knox County in the top of the second, they go 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We played 1.5 from Schuyler County. And after 1.5, it's Knox County 2 and Putnam County 1. And tonight's game is being brought to you on KMM by these Putnam County boosters, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, north of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County Iowa Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, and by the Unionville Republican. As Braxton McCurran will start his second inning of work. And for Putnam County, it's going to be Brock Munden, Braden Walter, and Riley Ayers. If anybody gets on, Owen Ream. So 5, 6, and 7 for Putnam County in the bottom of the second. There goes the throw to second. Around the horn it goes. And Brock Munden, the right fielder, left-handed hitter, will come to the plate. So Munden stands deep in the box as Braxton McCurran, first pitch. Good in the dirt, ball one. The 1-0 the count to Brock Munden. Braden Walter on deck. McCurran winds and fires, swung on, popped up. Dooley watches it, and whatever little wind there is, as Dooley, I thought he had it in his sights, and came down and right off the tip of his glove. So Munden is still alive, but with a count of 1-1. As Braxton McCurran looks in, gets his side, wind the pitch, swung on and missed strike two. High hard one from McCurran. 1-2 the count on Munden. As McCurran winds and pitches, is low and outside. Evens the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes on Brock Munden. As McCurran winds, fires, just a shade outside. Nice eye by Brock Munden. As Brock Munden leading off for Putnam County in the bottom of the second. As McCurran, 3-2 pitch headed home. Strike three call. As Brock Munden goes down on strikes to the first out. Braden Walter. So that's the fourth strikeout for McCurran. As Walter waits, first pitch, swung on and missed strike one. Up around the letters, Walter swung through it. As McCurran, pitch on the way, swung on and missed strike two. So Walter backs out as McCurran winds and fires. Strike three call. Three pitches took care of Braden Walter. That's second out. And the designated hitter, Riley Ayers. Ayers, a right-handed hitter. Steps in. He, too, deep in the batter's box. McCurran's pitch on the way outside, ball one. So 1-0 the count to Riley Ayers. Nobody on. Two out for Putnam County at the bottom of the second. As McCurran, pitch on the way. It's a little bit of high ball, too. So 2-0 the count to the DH, Riley Ayers. McCurran, pitch on the way. It's a fastball inside. And 3-0 the count to Riley Ayers. On deck, Owen Ream. As Riley Ayers waits, McCurran winds and pitches. Walked him on 4 straight pitches. So Riley Ayers drops the first. That brings in Owen Ream, the second baseman. Long look down to Blaine Robinson. A myriad of signs again. So Ayers on at first with two out. Bottom of the second, trailing 2-1. First pitch on the way, inside, ball one. So McCarron, I think they're kind of trying to slow him down a little bit as a stretch and the pitch. Strike, call at the knees. And it's 1-1 to Owen Ream. Reese Brundage stands on deck. Riley Ayers on first base. Next pitch is fastball high. Two balls and a strike to Owen Ream. So Ream waits. McCarron throws to first. And Ayers back in time. Still two balls and a strike to Owen Ream. Braxton McCarron. Stretches and pitches. Try, call. Belt high fastball. Two balls and two strikes to Owen Ream. McCarron nods yes. Now the pitch on the way. Kind of a hit and run. Ayers took off and Ream fouled it off the facade on the first baseline. And it's still two balls and two strikes to Owen Ream. So McCarron, pitch on the way. Swung on and missed strike three. As Braxton McCarron struck out the side. And it goes. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We played two full from Schuyler County, home of the Class 2 District 6 baseball tournament. And Knox County 2. And Putnam County 1. And tonight's game is being brought to you on KMM by these Knox County boosters, Knox County Health Department, and Home Health Agency. Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services, and Schuyler County Hospital and Rural Clinics. As we go to the top of the third, it'll be 3-4-5 for Knox County. Braxton McCarron, Robert Dooley, and Blake Parrish. And if anybody gets on, Kellen Parrish. As Vinny Jones, still on the hill for Putnam County. As again, Jones pitched at least, I'm thinking, wanted to say three innings last night. So it may be a start of pitching by a bullpen by committee. Because Ream pitched at least an inning last night, maybe two. But you keep in the back of your mind, the star last night starter, Mason Morris, only probably threw about maybe 20, 25 pitches. So he's got a lot of pitches left. They could bring him in any time. So Braxton McCarron, reached on a fielder's choice and scored the first inning. First pitch by Jones, swung on. Slow roller to Ream, up with it, over the first in time for the out as Braxton McCarron grounded at 4-3 for the first out. That brings in the cleanup hitter, Robert Dooley. So Robert Dooley waits for McCarron to run off the field. Now the right-handed hitter stands in. First pitch from Jones on the way. In the dirt, ball one. So 1-0 the count to Dooley. Jones looks home. Pitch on the way, swung on, a high fly ball down the left field line. Over there is the left fielder. Cooper Arnadan puts it away in foul territory. So Robert Dooley fouls out to left field for the second out. Blake Parrish will stand in. Right now he has Knox County's only hit of the game. And on the other side, McReynolds has Putnam's only hit of the game. So first pitch from Jones, swung on, fouled out of play off the first base side. 0-1 the count to Blake Parrish. Kellen Parrish stands on deck as Jones. Pitch on the way, swung on, just kind of slapped down the right field line, again out of play. It's 0-2 to Blake Parrish. As Jones shakes off a sign, now nods yes. The stretch and the pitch. Swung on, popped up. Who wants it? Hornaday is there and puts it away. So Blake Parrish flies out to left field for the third out. And for Knox County, the top of the third, 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We played 2.5 from Schuyler County. And after 2.5, it's Knox County 2 and Putnam County 1. And tonight's game is being brought to you on KMM by these Knox County boosters, Bobby D. Clark, CPA. Cardwell Lumber Company on Highway 15 south of Edina. Citizens Bank of Edina, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, and the Eagle's Nest Restaurant at the foot of the hill, Highway 15 in Edina. As we go to the third for Putnam County, it'll be 9-1-2. Reese Brundage, then back to the top of the order, and Braden McReynolds and Mason Morris. If anybody gets on, Cooper Hornaday. Knox County on top, 2-1. Scored two runs at the top of the first. Putnam County come back with a run in the bottom of the first. So Reese Brundage, leadoff for Putnam County in the bottom of the third. As McCurran winds and fires a little bit high, ball one. The 1-0 the count on Reese Brundage. As McCurran peers over his glove. Now the pitch. Swung on, foul off the screen. He was a count of ball and a strike to Reese Brundage. Braxton McCurran, a left-hander. He winds a 1-1 pitch. Swung on, and a base hit in the right field. He picked up by the right fielder, Reese Brundage. Single in the right field. The lead off the third. That brings in Braden McReynolds. He tripled and scored his first time up. And until that hit, he had Putnam County's on the run. So McReynolds, left-handed hitter, waits. McCurran winds and pitches. High, ball one. 1-0 the count to Braden McReynolds. Mason Morris on deck. Reese Brundage on at first base. Nobody out. McCura's pitch too high, ball two. So 2-0 the count to Braden McReynolds. As McCurran steps on the rubber, McReynolds is ready. 2-0 pitch on the way in the dirt, ball three. It looks like to me, even though it would put a runner in scoring position, he doesn't want much anything to do with Braden McReynolds. 3-0 pitch on the way. Strike call. Three balls and a strike to McReynolds. Long look down to Blaine Robinson at third. McCurran stretches, checks the runner. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed, a changeup. McReynolds way out in front of it. He was trying to park one in downtown Queen City with that swing. So now it's a full count to McReynolds. As McCurran nods yes, checks the runner. Pitch on the way. Just a little bit outside, ball four. So Braden McReynolds draws a base on balls. He's on at first. And Reese Brundage goes to second. That brings in Mason Morris. Lined out to second base, his first time up. So first and second, nobody out. Bottom of the third for Putnam County, trailing 2-1. McCurran stretches, pitches, swung on, and missed strike one. 0-1 the count to Mason Morris. On deck, Cooper Hornaday. As Brundage at second, McReynolds at first. Pitch on the way. just a little outside. Even the count, a ball and a strike on Mason Morris. As McCarron checks the runner at second. The pitch on the way, swung on and missed up around his bill. And he's shaking his head at himself. He's a little upset going after that one. So 1-2 the count on Morris. McCarron's pitch on the way. Tried it again. This time Morris lays off. It's 2-2 to Morris. That's Braxton McCarron. Stands on. Stretched the pitch. Swung on and missed. He pulled the string. And Mason Morris goes down on strikes for the first out. Brings in Cooper Hornaday. As Hornaday struck out looking his first time up. Deep in the box. Left-handed hitter waits. Pitch on the way. Swung on. And a fly ball down the right field line is going to get out of play. 0-1 the count to Cooper Hornaday. Benny Jones stands on deck. Hornaday about as deep in the box as he can get and still be in the box. Pitch from McCarron swung on, foul straight back. And it's 0-2 on Cooper Hornaday. As now, I think Benny Jones wasn't paying attention as that ball stayed back between the backstop and home plate. And I think Benny was supposed to pick it up. But the umpire picked it up. Now it's 0-2 to Cooper Hornaday. McCarron stretches, pitches. High ball one. 1-2 the count on Hornaday. As McCarron, again, stretches, pitches. Strike three call. Second time in the ball game, Cooper Hornaday has gone down looking for the second out. That brings in Vinny Jones, and he, too, struck out his first time up. Still first and second, now two outs for Putnam County. Pitch on the way, swung on, fouled out of play. Goes off the top of the football locker rooms. 0-1 the count to Vinny Jones. As McCarron stretches, pitches, and off-speed pitch. Jones way out in front of it, just got a piece of it. Now it's 0-2 to Vinny Jones. As Jones doing his little jig. Outside the batter's box, now stands back in. McCarron stretches and pitches. Swung on and just got a piece of it. Dooley couldn't hang on to it. As Jones with a count of 0-2. Braxton McCarron stretches and pitches. Swung on and missed strike three. So Lenny Jones goes down on strikes for the third out, and for Putnam County, in the third inning, they scored no runs on one hit, no errors, and two left on base. We played three full from Scottsdale County, and after three, Knox County 2 and Putnam County 1. And tonight's game is being brought to you on KMM of these Knox County boosters, Edina Sentinel, Farm Shop in Edina, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, and Knox County Dental in Edina. As we go to the top of the fourth for Knox County, it'll be Kellen Parrish, Landon McCarty, and Ryan Hall. And if anybody gets on, Tyson Gilbert. As Vinny Jones starts his fourth inning of work, as he has struck out 1-2-3-4, and Braxton McCarron has 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8 strikeouts And Vinny Jones has also hit a couple of batters. I don't think he's walked anybody. No, he hasn't. But the first inning, he hit Ryland Roberts, also hit Kellen Parrish. Ryland Roberts came around to score. Jones, I figured, would take one pitch. He does to second base. Then Kellen Parrish was hit by a pitch his first time up.
How bad?
Not a bit of dirt on this baseball field here at Scottish County. All-weather turf. As Jones stretches and pitches. Change up high. 1-0 the count to Kellen Parrish. On deck, Landon McCarty. Top of the fourth. Knocks on top 2-1. Next pitch swung on. High bouncing balls picked up by McReynolds. Over the first in time for the out. And Kellen Parrish grounds out 6-3 for the first out in the top of the fourth. That brings in Landon McCarty, struck out looking his first time up. And moving on deck, Ryan Hall. Jones stretches and pitches. Strike call. Right down the middle, and it's 0-1 to Landon McCarty. Jones stretches and pitches high, and it's 1-1 to Landon McCarty, the designated hitter for the Eagles. The McCarty, right-handed hitter, stands in. Jones pitch on the way in the dirt, ball 2. 2-1 the count to Landon McCarty. McCarty steps out, now steps back in. Jones stretches, pitches, and swung on a little foul ball right over my head. A lot of people. I'm between the home plate of the grandstands and first base dugout, and a lot of people sitting right in this vicinity. Next pitch swung on and missed, strike 3. So Landon McCarty goes down with the second out. Ryan Hall will stand in. Hall grounded short his first time up. Left-handed hitter. Hall plays right field for the Eagles. Jones stretches, pitches. Strike call. 0-1 the count to Ryan Hall. Tyson Gilbert moves on deck. As Jones stretches, pitches, swung on. Ground ball is short. McReynolds up with it. Over to first in time for the out. And Ryan Hall grounds out 6-3 for the third out. And the top of the fourth, Knox County goes 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We've played 3.5 from Scottish County. And after 3.5, still Knox County 2, Putnam County 1. And tonight's game is being brought to you on KMM by these Putnam County Boosters, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, and by the Unionville Republican. And by these Knox County Boosters, Knox County Health Department, and Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services, and Scotland County Hospital and Rural Health Clinics. As we go to the bottom of the fourth inning for Putnam County, it'll be Brock Munden, Braden Walter, and Riley Ayers, if anybody gets on, Owen Ream. As Munden struck out looking his first time up. So McCarron winds, pitches, goes one of the dirt, gets by Dooley. As Robert goes back and picks it up, gets it back to Braxton McCarron. McCarron stands on, gets his sign. Pitch on the way, threw another one in the dirt. Now the home plate umpire going to give Robert Dooley the choice of baseballs. Say that both those pitches slipped out of his hand, I would guess. At any rate, it's 2-0 to Brock Munden. The next pitch, high, ball 3. So 3-0 to Munden, leading off for Putnam County in the bottom of the fourth, trailing 2-1. McCurran's pitch on the way, high, walked him on four pitches. So Munden takes his base on balls, brings in Braden Walter, struck out looking his first time up. A long look down to Blaine Robinson as McCurran checks the runner at first. Pitch on the way. Strike call. Looks like Walter was taking it all away. And it's 0-1 on Walter. Pitch by McCurran on the way. Gets away from Dooley. And down to second base goes Brock Munden. So Braden Walter, that's a count of 1-1. Long look again down to Blaine Robinson. McCurran, 1-1 pitch on the way. Little bit high. 2-1 to count. On Braden Walter. Riley Ayers stands on deck. Munden on at second base with nobody out. Pitch by McCurran. Swung on. Foul backing off the screen. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Braden Walter. McCurran checks the runner. 2-2 pitch on the way. In the dirt, ball 3. So full count on Braden Walter. Kieran steps off the rubber. Now he's back on. Checks the runner. Pitch on the way. Strike 3 call at the letters as Braden Walter goes down looking for the first out. Riley Ayers drew a walk his first time up. So Munden still at second base now with 1 out. Curran's first pitch swung on and missed strike 1. Bottom of the fourth, 2-1. Knox County with the lead. 1 on, 1 out for Putnam County. And the next pitch by McCurran, rolling in the dirt, stopped by Dooley. And Munden has to stay at second. And 1-1 the count. On Riley Ayers. Owen Ream on deck. As McCurran winds and stretches and pitches and swung on and missed strike 2. Pulled the string on Riley Ayers, and Ayers way out in front of it. The 1-2 the count on Riley Ayers as McCurran stretches, pitches. He tried to check his swing and actually fouled the ball. And it's still a ball and 2 strikes. On Riley Ayers. So Braxton McCurran climbs back up on the mound, stands on the third base side of the rubber, looks home, now checks the runner. 1-2 pitch on the way, just a shade outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Riley Ayers. Ayers, right-handed hitting, designated hitter. Next pitch on the way, swung on, and just got a piece of it. Fouled it straight back. As baseball's laying there, no man's land. Picked up by Owen Ream. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes on Ayers. As the wind the pitch, swung on and missed it. Change up. Ayers waited and waited and waited. And when he did decide to swing, it fell off the table. So Riley Ayers goes down on strikes for the second out. That'll bring in Owen Ream. Ream struck out his first time up. Kieran's first pitch swung on. Foul straight back. Now Reese Brundage, it's his turn to come pick the baseball up. 0-1 pitch from McCurran on the way. Inside, he was a count of ball and a strike to Owen Ream. Reese Brundage stands on deck. Brock Munden still at second base with 2 out. McCurran stretches, pitches, swung on and missed. Off-speed pitch and Ream way out in front of it. Now it's a ball and two strikes on Owen Ream. McCurran checks Munden at second. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed, a high, hard one. And Owen Ream goes down on strikes for the third out. And after it's the fourth inning for Putnam County, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. We played four full from Schuyler County. And after four, Knox County 2 and Putnam County 1. And tonight's game is being brought to you on KMEM by these Knox County boosters, Bobby D. Clark, CPA, and Edina. Cardwell Lumber Company on Highway 15 south of Edina. Citizen Bank of Edina. Eagle Housing Lender, member FDIC, and the Eagle's Nest Restaurant in at the foot of the hill on Highway 15 in Edina. As we go to the fifth inning, it'll be 9-1-2 for Knox County. Tyson Gilbert back at the top of the order, Cooper Clare, and Rylan Roberts, if anybody gets on, Braxton McCurran. As Vinny Jones still on the hill as he starts inning number 5. As Vinny Jones has allowed just 2 base hits. Well, I checked that. He's allowed 1 hit and trails 2-1. But he's hit a couple of guys and one of them scored. So Tyson Gilbert bounced out to shortstop his first time up. Takes an off-speed curve outside for strike 1. Hit the outside corner. 0-1 on Gilbert. Next pitch shows bunt. And takes another off-speed pitch. This one low. Evens the count of ball and a strike on Tyson Gilbert. On deck, Cooper Clare. Jones pitch on the way. Outside, ball 2. Well, every time he turns the bunt, Braden Walter, he keeps moving in at third base. Shows bunt again, tries to bunt, and bunted through it. Evens the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes on Tyson Gilbert. Gilbert, right-handed hitting center fielder. As Vinny Jones stretches and pitches, swung on and missed strike 3. So Tyson Gilbert goes down on strikes for the first out in the top of the fifth. Back to the top of the order we go, and Cooper Clare. Clare has struck out twice as he's 0 for 2. Right-handed hitting third baseman as Jones pitch on the way. Strike call at the belt, and it's 0-1 to Cooper Clare. Vinny Jones stretches and pitches, shows bunt and hits Cooper Clare. But he may got some bat, too. Coach Cameron walking in from third base, making sure Cooper Clare's all right. Either that or got him on the hand, and your hand's part of the bat. So it's, well, they call it a foul. So it's 0-2 as Jones stretches and pitches. Slow curveball just outside. A ball and 2 strikes to Cooper Clare. Rylan Roberts stands on deck. Nobody on, 1 out for Knox County in the top of the fifth. Next pitch swung on and missed strike 3. So Cooper Clare goes down on strikes for the second out. And Rylan Roberts hit by a pitch in the first inning and scored and struck out in the second. As Jones pitch on the way. Swung on, ground ball is short. McReynolds up with it. Long throw in time for the out. As Rylan Roberts grounds out 6-3 for the third out. And we've played 4.5 as Knox County goes 1-2-3, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We played 4.5 from Scottsdale County. And after 4.5, it's Knox County 2 and Putnam County 1. And tonight's game is being brought to you on KMM by these Knox County boosters, Edina Sentinel, the Farm Shop in Edina, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Knox County Dental in Edina, by Knox County Health Department and Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services, and Scotland County Hospital and Rural Health Clinics. As we go to the bottom of the fifth, it's going to be 9-1-2 for Putnam County. Reese Brundage, then top of the order, and Braden McReynolds and Mason Morris. If anybody gets on, Cooper Hornaday. Both pitchers have been spot on except first inning. As again, Vinnie Jones a little bit wild. Hit Ryland Roberts. And Ryland Roberts scored. Then Braxton McCurran scored on a base hit by Blake Parrish. And that's all Vinnie Jones has given up. Braxton McCurran has given up one run on two hits. Brundage stands in, takes the first pitch. Low and outside, ball one. The 1-0 of the count to Reese Brundage. McCurran's pitch on the way. High, ball two. So 2-1 the count to Reese Brundage. Brundage, base hit his last time up. McCurran's stretches, pitches, swung on, fouled out of play. Two balls on the strike to Reese Brundage. So Brundage, right-handed hitter. Next pitch on the way, bounced in the dirt by McCurran. And it's three balls and a strike to Reese Brundage. So McCurran stands on the rubber, looks into Dooley. 3-1 pitch headed home. Bounce another one in the dirt. And Reese Brundage draws the leadoff face-on ball at the bottom of the fifth. He's on at first. Now brings up Braden McReynolds. Tripled and scored in the first. Walked in the third. Bottom of the fifth, 2-1. Knox County with the lead. As McCurran pitch on the way. Way outside, ball one. As Braxton McCurran, I think he's walked maybe three. Stretches, pitches. Out, curveball outside, ball two. So two balls and no strikes. Scoreboard says 2-1. It's 2-0. That's McCurran. Steps on the rubber, looks in. 2-0 pitch on the way. Swung on and popped foul and out of play. Two balls and a strike to Braden McReynolds. McReynolds left-handed hitting shortstop. Now we have a foul ball. Came back in to Blaine Robinson. He was going to put it in his pocket. Umpire saw it. Came home with it. So now we're good to go. The 2-1 pitch on the way. Swung on. High fly ball in the right field. Way back. Way back. Off the fence. And comes back toward the infield. Here comes Brundage. And Brundage scores on another triple by Braden McReynolds. Hit it off the fence. And Tyson Gilbert was back there. But when it hit the fence, it came back toward the infield, and Braden McReynolds just kept on walking. So two triples for Braden McReynolds, and Reggie Brundage comes around to score to tie the game at two. So Mason Morris has a runner at third. A go-ahead run is at third base for Putnam County in the bottom of the fifth. Morris is He's 0 for 2. Struck out his last time up. First pitch, high, ball 1. So 1-0 the count to Mason Morris. On deck, Cooper Hornaday. McCurran stretches, pitches, fastball high. 2-0 the count to Mason Morris. Morris waits. Pitch on the way, swung on, and pop foul out of play. 2-1 the count to Morris. Morris backs out, now steps back in. McCurran's pitch on the way. A little bit low. Ball 3, so 3-1 the count to Mason Morris. As Lake Parish, well, they're playing in the infield. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Off-speed pitch at Morris way out in front of it. 3-2 the count on Mason Morris. McCurran winds and fires. Swung on and missed, strike 3. So Mason Morris goes down on strikes. That's the first out. So Cooper Hornaday will stand in. Infield plays in for the play at the plate. Hornaday has struck out twice. He's 0 for 2. McCurran winds, fires, and swung on, fouled out of play. 0-1 the count to Cooper Hornaday. On deck, Vinny Jones. Tied at 2. The runner at third, that's Braden McReynolds. As now McCurran looks in, the left-hander winds and fires. Fastball high. And it's one ball and one strike to Cooper Hornaday. Hornaday deep in the box. 1-1 pitch headed home. Outside, ball 2. So 2-1 the count to Cooper Hornaday. Hornaday waits. It's McCurran. Pitch on the way. Strike 2, call. Dooley did a good job of framing that pitch. So 2-2 the count on Cooper Hornaday. The wind by McCurran. Pitch on the way. Ground ball to short as throw to first is in time as Cooper Clare on that shot going towards shortstop made a heck of a play, and his only play was the first. And Braden McReynolds comes in to score. And now Putnam County with a one-run lead, 3-2. And the Cooper Hornaday rounds out 5-3 for the second out. Brings up Vinny Jones. He takes the first one for ball 1. Next pitch is popped up and out of play. Evens the count of ball and a strike to Vinny Jones. McCurran stretches, pitches, hits Jones in the rear end. So Vinny Jones is hit by a pitch. He'll take first base. And it brings in Brock Munden. That's now Coach Cameron wants to talk things over with his pitcher, and that's going to be all for Braxton McCurran. Pitched a heck of a ball game. As just to look at it real quick, he gave up 1-2, only gave up 3 hits, struck out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, struck out 12, and he walked 1, 2, 3 and hit a batter, so that's 4. So he struck out 12 and basically walked 4 hitters and gave up 2 hits. Pretty good night anytime. But he's on the short end of a 3-2 count, a 3-2 score, and Blake Parrish will come in to try to get him out of this jam. Blake Parrish He'll come from short. I'm sure Ryland Roberts will go to short. And Braxton McCurran will go to first. Kellen Perry's probably will go to third. And Cooper Clare probably will go back to second. That's usually the way it is. And tonight's game is being brought to you on KMEM by these Putnam County boosters. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, north of Memphis. Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company. Putnam County R1 Schools. Putnam County State Bank in Unionville. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC. And the Unionville Republican. So Blake Perry is warmed up. And so Brock Munden will be the first one up against Blake. And everybody went exactly where I thought they would go. So Brock Munden, a left-handed hitter, stands there. Parrish checks the runner, the first pitch. Swung on, a fly ball in the center field. Gilbert is there and drops it. Thought he had it all the way. Had it in the glove and dropped it. So Munden reaches on an E8. And going to third base was Vinny Jones. And Brock Munden on at second base. Braden Waldrop will stand in. Stretch by Parrish. And the pitch swung on and missed, strike one. 0-1 the count to Braden Waldrop. Two out as Parrish pitch on the way, swung on and missed, strike two. So 0-2 the count to Braden Walters, has struck out twice tonight. The 0-2 pitch from Parrish on the way. Sidearm curve outside, ball one. So 1-2 the count to Braden Walters as Parrish stretches. And pitches. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Try to check his swing. Went around. So strikes. Walter strikes out for the third out. But Putnam County takes the lead. They score two runs on one base hit. One Knox County error. And they had two left on base. And we've played five full from Schuyler County. And after five, Putnam County 3, Knox County 2. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
For many servicemen and women, the battle doesn't end when they come home. And I know, because I too struggle with the invisible wounds of service. Pups for Patriots and SAM literally changed my life. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or a traumatic brain injury, go to AmericanHumane.org to learn more about the Pups for Patriots service dog program. Let's give our veterans a fighting chance.
A message from American Humane.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County R1 High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Putnam County Midget, Knox County Eagle Baseball. On your sports leader for Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM-FM Memphis, as Braxton McCurran will lead things off in the top of the sixth for Knox County. Robert Dooley on deck and Blake Parrish in the hole. Middle of the Knox County order as Vinny Jones, first pitch, a little bit high, ball one. One and oh, the pitch is Jones' next offering on the way. Ground ball to third. Walter up with it. Over to first. In time for the out. As Braxton McCurran goes out down 5-3 for the first out. Robert Dooley will stand in. He walked into first. Fouled out to left field in the fourth. As we're just to that time of day that the lights haven't taken effect. And the first pitch from Jones to Dooley. Off-speed pitch outside, ball one. Beautiful afternoon. No wind to speak of. As Jones, next pitch. Strike call. Caught the outside corner. 1-1 to count to Robert Dooley. As Jones stretches and pitches. Gets away from Brundage. Bounces off the backstop. Rolls back to Brundage. Vinny Jones. We talked about Braxton McCurran. Vinny Jones has had a heck of a night, too. So 2-1 pitch to Robert Dooley. Swung on. Foul down the right field line. Goes out of play. As Vinny Jones is still only giving up one hit, a couple of runs, he has a lot of strikeouts. As Robert Dooley has a 2-2 count. Jones shakes off Brundage. Now he's set. The stretch and the pitch. Swung on, foul back. Off the screen, still 2-2 to Robert Dooley. As Jones, very workmanlike, has gone into the sixth inning. 2-2 pitch on the way. Curveball just a little bit too high. You could hear the Putnam fans. They weren't necessarily in agreement. So now 3-2 to Robert Dooley. As Jones, pitch on the way, swung on. High fly ball into right field. Right fielder is there, puts it away. That's Brock Munden. As Robert Dooley flies out to right field for the second out. Brings up Blake Parrish. He has the Eagles' only hit of the ball game. That was a two RBI single in the top of the first. As Jones stretches and pitches, swung on, foul back and out of play, and 0-1 to Blake Parrish. 3-2, Putnam County the lead in top of the sixth. Nobody on, two out for Knox County. Next pitch to Parrish, swung on, ground ball to first as Morris couldn't hang on to it. Got it and tried to throw it back to Jones, and it got away from Jones. So,
hit or an error. What do you call it? Hit or an error on that play. They said an error.
They said, okay. Thanks. So that was a base hit. Now, Kellen Parrish, high count, lazy count of corner center. Center fielder, Vandalaire is there, puts it away. So Blake Parrish stranded at first. He has Knox County's only two hits. Is Kellen Parrish flies out to center field for the third out. And for Knox County, in the top of the sixth, they score no runs, one hit. No errors, and one left on base. We've played six full from Schuyler County, or six and a half from Schuyler County. And after five and a half, it's still Putnam County 3 and Knox County 2. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
Pedestrians are urged to pay attention and avoid using their electronic device when walking. It's important that you keep your eyes and ears turned to traffic patterns. Please use sidewalks whenever possible and stay alert to traffic and crossing streets at crosswalks. Follow the rules of the road and obey signs and signals. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Back at Schuyler County High School. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Riley Ayers will lead off for Putnam County. And the first pitch from Blake Parrish is outside, ball one. On deck, Owen Ream, and in the hole, Reese Brundage. The bottom third of the midget batting order. Next pitch, swung, no, he didn't swing at it. Took it for ball two. So Blake Parrish, all these Knox County pitchers like to work in a hurry. Pitch on the way. And it's fouled down the right field line. Well, it hit the screen and bounced up back right to the first base umpire. So two balls and a strike to Riley Ayers. Ayers has walked in the second, struck out in the fourth. Parrish pitch on the way, so it popped up. And it'll get out of here. And it's two balls and two strikes to Riley Ayers. That's Blake Parrish. Stands on the rubber. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed a slow curve. Then Riley Ayers goes down on strikes to the first out. Brings up Owen Ream. He's 0 for 2. He has a couple of strikeouts. Now Blaine Robinson wants to talk things over with Ream. But just for Vinny Jones, he's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He has 6 strikeouts, and he's only given up 2 hits. So both pitchers, again, heck of a job tonight. Reams, first pitch, strike, call. And it's 0-1 to Owen Ream. On deck, Reese Brundage. Parrish, pitch on the way, swung on and missed, strike two. Curveball that Ream was backing away from and swung at it. Couldn't reach it, so it's 0-2. Parrish, pitch on the way, swung on, foul, backing off the screen. Still 0-2 the count on Owen Ream. As Blake Parrish stretches, pitches, strike three, call. As Owen Ream goes down on strikes for the second out. Reese Brundage, 1-for-1, single in the third, walked and scored in the fifth. As Parrish stretches and pitches. Strike call. Curveball caught the outside corner, and it's 0-1 to Reese Brundage. Parrish next pitch swung on, got it off the end of the bat, and it's 0-2 to Reese Brundage. Number 9 hitter for the Midgets. Parrish, 0-2 pitch, swung on, pop foul and out of play off the first baseline. Nobody on, two out for Putnam County at the bottom of the sixth, leading 3-2. Pitch on the way, strike, call. And Reese Brundage goes down on strikes as Parrish struck out the side in the bottom of the sixth. And for Putnam County, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We played 6 full from Schuyler County in the Class 2 District 6 Baseball Championship. And it's Putnam County 3, Knox County 2. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted each year, leading to injuries and death. They know that if someone doesn't lawfully comply or resists, force may have to be used to obtain compliance. Nobody likes it, especially police. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Don't argue, resist, or flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. Learn more at nationalpolice.org.
A vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. Roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the NICB. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County, Arlen High School. As we go to the top of the seventh, Class 2 District 6 Baseball Championship game, Putnam County leading Knox County 3-2. And the bottom third of the Knox County order, it will be due up. Landon McCarty, Ryan Hall, and Tyson Gilbert. As Landon McCarty, 0-2. Vinny Jones, first pitch, on the way. Strike, call right down the middle. As Jones has gone the distance, I didn't think he had enough, maybe enough pitches, but evidently he has so far. 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed, strike two. 0-2 the count on Landon McCarty. As Jones shakes off a pitch, now he's set. 0-2 pitch on the way. Strike three, call. A slow curve that caught the outside corner. That's a seventh strikeout for Vinny Jones. Now Ryan Hall has grounded to short. His two times up, he's 0-2. So Jones stretches and pitches. Strike call. As Jones can feel it, he's throwing strikes. 0-1 the count as Jones stretches, pitches, and a little hopper picked up by Walter goes to first. A scooped out of the dirt by Morris. Ryan Hall. Nice play by Walter, by the way. Ryan Hall grounds out 5-3 for the second out. So now Knox County down to their final out of the season. Tyson Gilbert, the number 9 hitter. Vinny Jones, first pitch, hit him right in the back. So Tyson Gilbert, as Knox County still alive, he's hit by a pitch with two out. That'll bring up Cooper Clare. Cooper Clare, 0-3. Struck out three times. 3-2, running with the lead. Jones, first pitch on the way. A little bit high, ball one. So 1-0 the count to Cooper Clare. Ryland Roberts on deck. Vinny Jones, pitch on the way. Strike, call. Over the inside corner to knees. Even the count of ball and a strike to Cooper Clare. Jones, next pitch, swung on, and pop foul, out of play, off the first base side. Now Knox County down to their final strike. On first base is Tyson Gilbert. Trailing by 1-3-2, top of the seventh. 1-2 the count to Cooper Clare, and Clare calls timeout. Steps out of the box. Now he steps back in. As Vinny Jones stretches and pitches. Swung on and missed. Strike three. And Putnam County wins it 3-2. As in the top of the seventh for Knox County, they score no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. And Putnam County wins their 20th game of the year by defeating Knox County in a pitcher's duel, 3-2. And I'll be back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
In America, the zip code you're born into can determine your future. If this baby was born a couple miles away, his chances of dropping out of school skyrocket. Born 5 miles farther, his chances of experiencing violent crime rise. But just one town over, his chances at a healthier life improve. At The Y, our programs help all kids thrive, no matter where they're from. Support your local Y at ymca.net/forabetterus.
Let it slip, it cough, it check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers, Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Missouri residents 16 years of age and older can complete the entire hunter education program online. There is a small fee paid to the online course provider. Once you've completed the course and passed a 60-question final exam with a score of 80% or better, you will receive certification. Those students that take the all-online course are not required to attend any classroom portion. This has been Missouri Conservation Agent Shannon Smith.
Do you want to make a difference in your community? Volunteer with your local fire department. Operational and non-operational positions are available, and training is provided. Anyone can be a volunteer. You just need the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. When your community needs you, will you be there to answer the call? Learn more about volunteering at makemeafirefighter.org. That's makemeafirefighter.org.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Wounded Warrior Project provides these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So now it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Join us at findwwp.org.
The score of any athletic event is generally forgotten over time, but the actions of players, coaches, and spectators leave lasting impressions. The next time you attend a high school game, think of how history will remember you. Choose good sportsmanship and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. Remember, the lessons you teach today will help develop better citizens in our communities for tomorrow. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who are making a difference, who get out there and take action, who prove every day that they are so much more than a color. Here's to the people who are more than pink. Act, donate, get involved at komen.org/morethanpink.
For those of us that own firearms, it's important to maintain and stay proficient in the use of those firearms. To do so requires lots of practice on the range. Whether it's a public range or private property, safety is the utmost importance. Always keep the firearm pointed in a safe direction and keep the muzzle pointed downrange. Never shoot at anything that is not the intended target, especially at a range that is open to the general public. Be certain there is a proper backstop behind your target, such as a dirt berm, pond dam, or ditch. This will ensure the bullets don't stray or ricochet. This has been Missouri Conservation Agent Shannon Smith.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School, home of the Class 2 District 6 baseball tournament. And it's a final as the Putnam County Midgets, the number one seed, defeat Knox County, the number two seed, in a pitching duel, 3-2. As line score for Putnam County, 3 runs on 3 hits, no errors. 5 left on base for Knox County, 2 runs, 2 hits, 1 error, and 5 left on base. As Knox County opened the scoring 2 runs in the top of the first. Putnam came back with 1 run in the bottom of the first. and scored two runs in the bottom of the fifth, and the Midgets win it 3-2. As the winning pitcher was Benny Jones, went the distance for Putnam County. Losing pitcher was Braxton McCurran, as he had a heck of a night, too. And Blake Parrish finished up for him in the last inning. So Knox County ends their season with a record of 16-8, while Putnam County will advance to play Harrisburg on Monday night. I think he's at Harrisburg, and they improved to 20-7. And it's time to say goodbye and so long to a lot of seniors playing their last game as a Knox County Eagle. Tyson Gilbert, Blake Parrish, Ryland Roberts, Braxton McCurran, Christian Campbell, Kellen Parrish, and Ryan Hall. And these young men have been together for a lot of years playing football, basketball, and baseball for the Eagles, and they have represented Eagle Nation with to the utmost. They are a nice bunch of guys, and we want to wish them all kinds of luck in the future endeavors. So again, Tyson Gilbert, Blake Parrish, Ryland Roberts, Braxton McCurran, Christian Campbell, Kellen Parrish, and Ryan Hall, the best of luck. So that will, again, Putnam County holds on to win 3-2 over Knox County as Putnam County improves to 20-7. Knox County, again, ends their season with a record of 16-8. And Putnam County will play Monday night at Harrisburg. And for those of you listening on streaming, the streaming game at South Shelby, Clark County and Mark Twain, and if Clark County wins, we'll have that ball game live for you tomorrow night from South Shelby High School. For producer Mark Denny from Schuyler County, Iowa High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.